track 14, and we come to today's final track. And I should like to begin by saying thank you to Janet. Janet's now done 3 weeks on the trot for reasons which are far too complicated to explain here, but I'm very grateful to Janet. Thank you. But now to close, I've one item that appeared in the Times last week. It's only mid-August, but the football season is now well underway, and so this story is particularly relevant. Martin Samuel wrote this piece in the Times notebook. He says, "I met Richard, an old friend, at the cricket. Richard tells jokes. Not enough people do these days. Maybe they're too worried about causing offence. Anyway, here's Richard's joke. But please forgive me if I don't do the American accent. A chap is driving through the Nevada desert. He stops at a gas station and gets talking to a local. The man tells him about a Native American reservation nearby with a wise elder. He's incredible, the man says. He knows everything. With a bit of time on his hands, the visitor decides to try this out. He drives to the reservation, goes to the teepee of the wise man. How? He says. How? Says the wise man. The man thinks, what can you tell me about Leighton Orient? Leighton Orient, intones the wise man. Football club based in Leighton, Waltham Forest, London. Founded 1881 as Glynn Cricket Club. Became Clapton Orient in 1898. Changed name to Leighton Orient after the Second World War. The man thinks this is remarkable, but decides to make it harder. Right, he says. Who did Leighton Orient play on Boxing Day 1969? December 26, 1969, Football League Division 3, Leighton Orient 1, Luton Town 0, says the wise man. Attendance 17,619. Goal scorer Peter Allen. The man leaves the teepee reeling. Some 20 years later, he finds himself in the area again. He's still there, says the gas station attendant. He's over 100 years old now. The chap decides he must pay him one last visit. He returns to the reservation, peers round the flap in the wise elder's tent. How? He says. 8th minute, far post from a corner, says the wise man. And that brings us to the end of today's offerings. We hope you've enjoyed listening. It's time for us to say our farewells. It's farewell from Janet.
Bye-bye, everyone.
And Lorna.
Bye now.
And from James, our sound engineer.
Goodbye.
And it's farewell from me, Brian. Please do take care of yourselves. Until next time. Bye.